Asian-wide hits, this is the Jeanette and J-John Show.
How can you listen to the Jeanette and J-John Show, Robert?
On Podomatic.
Oh, shoot. Podomatic.
Yeah, that's
He's
one way.
On it.
Our website. Yeah.
Yes, Rob. Keep
Our
it going.
App.
Yes.
Tune in.
Yep. Jeanette wasn't so sure of that one.
What's that?
I'm out.
So many ways.
Yes.
iTunes. You can search for our podcast and subscribe.
He said that.
Yeah.
He said Podomatic.
No, he said Podomatic, not iTunes. A bit different.
There you go.
Someone else that's a bit different is Siobhan, who's on the line. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
What are you doing on this fine night?
I know, right?
Wow, my ears. My ears. Where are you at?
Where you at, girl?
Currently sitting in my mum's office in Neutral Bay because we just got back from doing work at Vivid.
Right. Oh, Vivid. Yes, it's Vivid time.
It is Vivid time. When, it's the best time of the year.
What actual dates is Vivid this year?
Let me do math. 26th of May to the around the 14th of
June. You
don't
really need to do math. You just need to look at the calendar.
Weeks. Well, there's no calendar in front of me.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in the spare room.
Okay. Not a good place for a calendar, the spare room.
No.
Where is a good place for a calendar? The bathroom. The toilet. The back of the toilet door.
On your computer.
Back of the toilet door. Everyone needs to have a calendar there.
I still do.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe from next week you should record our interview from the back of the toilet door just in case we quiz you on important dates.
Literally like every other teenage girl these days. You know, he's taking photos in the bathroom.
Oh, that's not right. Yeah. You don't need to see the cistern in the background. No good idea.
Yeah, no. I literally had, for my birthday party this year, I had some friends come around and these were like...
It's getting weird,
work
Chaz.
They're work friends. And literally for the hour and a half they were there at mine, they spent an hour in the bathroom calling their boyfriend, taking photos.
Really?
And I was like, guys, you're here to be social, not to take photos in the bathroom. Like, yes, my bathroom has got pink walls, and so yes, it's different.
It's
but
aesthetically
maybe one
pleasing.
Photo.
Okay.
But like, no.
Isn't it just
for an hour?
A bit annoying that everyone's always on their phone all the time? I've got a co-host that's on her phone half the time. I don't even know if she's listening. I don't even know if she's here or what
I'm
she's
not
doing.
Even on it.
Nah,
why would
the
she
time.
Listen to you, Jay?
She got my back.
Shay. Do you know what happened last night on the way home, guys? I was riding down Little Collins Street and I had a green light.
Mistake. Don't do that.
I had a green light and the car behind me was, you know, taking off as I was, so we were kind of parallel. And then people just kept crossing the road, right? Like completely red light. Pedestrians do not cross, and someone ended up being right in front of me, and then she started just yelling at me in Spanish, and I'm like, I'm on a bike, and then this car next to me is beeping her. She's like, hey, oh, oh, and I'm like, dude, just move. You're not supposed to be walking here, you know. And in Melbourne now, I don't know Siobhan, if this is in Sydney, but in Melbourne, it's gotten so bad that the council knows that everyone's always looking at the ground. That now, like, the paving is. Flashes green or red to tell you when to go or stop because no one's looking ahead.
That's so cool.
No, we have like pictures on the sidewalk of people like listening, just like wait, kind of like just where you wait to cross the road, and there'll be pictures on the ground where people will be listening to music and there'll be a car like looking like they're about to hit them, and it says like it'll be like distracted, like
right.
Look up.
Yeah. But see,
so we've got similar kind of
the things. One thing I do like about Sydney is that it tells you which way to look for the cars. Look left, look right, because it changes all the time.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Because you guys are inconsistent and difficult. Anyway, Shaz.
Yeah, we're the difficult ones.
I did quiz you on what we were talking about, and I think we've gone off track, because that's what happens on Asian Pop Radio.
Yesterday's show was...
That's what happens when you talk to me.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yesterday's show was intense.
No, yeah. It's regular.
Yesterday, the Village People were here. Can you believe that?
YMCA.
That is true. They are literally in the room next to us still.
They're not.
Oh, they're gone. They've gone to the YMCA.
That's the city folk.
It's more fun to be there than here. Shaz, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Yeah, you had something planned, right?
Oh, yeah, no. Well, you said to think of a funny story. Yes,
please.
I'm always writing you out every time.
All right, good. Here's the kicker.
No, So, like, literally today, it happened to me today. This, it still shocks me. But I just had to actually do my laundry, right?
Right.
So, it's like, I'm feeling good. I've got clean clothes on.
Yeah, no more skin marks.
And then, like, I'd been wearing my clothes, well, I guess, like, my day clothes for about 10 minutes. Went to the bathroom, walked around the house for a bit, and then I started feeling this, like, incredible pain on, like, my right side, like, on my hip, and just at the top of my jeans. And I was like, and it felt like pins and needles. And I was like, this is, like, why is it hurting so much? And I kind of, like, opened up my, like, pants a little bit, like pulled them out from my hip. And I saw something, like, light brown and little, and I was kind of, like, freaked out. And then I was like, and then I kind of, like, let go. And then I opened it up again, and out jumps this big grasshopper. And I'm like, How had I been wearing my jeans, which are not exactly loose, for 10 minutes, and it now decides to, like, it must have been, like, biting me or something to let me out.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Do grasshoppers actually bite? I'll look into it.
I know. Well, it felt like that. Like, it didn't feel like it was, like, it was pinching me or biting me, but I feel like biting is more realistic.
You know what? I don't like, I could handle a grasshopper. I couldn't handle a cockroach. That's where I draw the line.
That'd be so gross.
Cockroaches are gross. And do you know what, Shaz? Because Chris is from Malaysia, that, you know, he always...
Your Chris?
Yeah, my Chris. He always says that, like, he can't stand cockroaches because back in Malaysia, they fly. Now, I don't know about you guys.
And they bite too.
I don't know about you guys, but, you know, cockroaches that are on the ground are enough for me, but then flying, biting cockroaches is enough for me to not want to go back.
I've heard of them.
They're pretty
small. I think they have some in, like, Japan or even Korea or something. Like, I swear I've heard of them before, and I was grossed. I was as grossed out as you are.
I've seen, yeah, if you go a bit further north, so more sort of towards Brizzy, they'll be somewhat larger than they are down here in Victoria.
Yikes.
The closer to the equator... Yeah, you get, the bigger they get, generally.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah, moving to Tasmania or Antarctica. Siobhan, what's coming up?
Wait, quick
grasshopper
fact.
Okay, yeah.
They do
to my gal pal. What is it?
There must be an effect for this.
Jado, shut up!
Quick, grasshopper fact. Wow.
Grasshopper fact, they do have jaws, and they can nip you with. Wow, who wrote this? But it's usually not enough to break the skin. So grasshoppers and crickets have chomped down on people, but it's usually just like a little bit of a pinch. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, so the pins and needles would explain it.
Yikes. You should get checked, just in case.
All right, a community service announcement from Siobhan and Jeanette.
You have grasshoppers in your pants, you should get checked.
Yeah, what if you got a trouser snake?
Yeah, I can check that out for you.
All right, cool. Siobhan, quick, plug away before we run out of time.
Go to youtube.com/howtochopstick because we're having a big giveaway this week, and we recorded a really fun video where we played with the app Snow, which turns out is an American app. It is very famous in the Korean hemisphere. I was going to say Korean hemisphere, Korean beer, whatever you want to call it.
Square.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Korean rhombus.
Thanks, Siobhan.
That's okay. Bye, Jeanette.
Bye, Shaz.